The chair recognizes the senator from Story, Senator Kornbach, for the appointment of Robert Kramer to the Board of Regents.
Well, thank you, Madam President. We are going to consider Mr. Kramer's nomination to the Board of Regents, and I regret that I'm going to have to ask the body to vote no. Mr. Kramer has had a successful career in the construction industry and is well recognized in that industry. His family background, he and his family have provided foster care to a number of foster children, for which he is to be commended. But the question here is not whether he's a good man, he certainly is, but whether his qualifications are the right ones to help lead the Board of Regents. Every institution, and certainly our universities are included in this, have to have certain core values in order for them to perform their legitimate functions. When it comes to universities, those core values have to include equal opportunity for educational attainment and academic freedom in research and teaching. Our state universities are places where young people pursue educational opportunities and personal development. The undergraduates, they enter as teenagers and they leave as young adults. They face many challenges along the way, both intellectual and personal. Mr. Kramer's comments in the public record, based on his comments in the public record, I am not confident that he would support policies that would create a welcoming and supportive environment for all students. He has publicly indicated his unwillingness to use the tools of public policy to protect LGBT persons from discrimination and to guarantee their equal opportunity. When he came before the Education Committee, he was given several opportunities to indicate that he had a change of heart from earlier statements. He did not do so. The Board of Regents is indeed a policy-making body. They don't make laws, but to them we have delegated very significant policy-making authority with regard to the operation of the universities and the special schools. I don't believe that he, based on his previous statements in the public record, would be willing and able to exercise that authority to provide that warm and supportive educational environment for all students. Also, based on his comments before the Education Committee, I'm not confident that he would support legitimate scientific research at our state universities, including stem cell research. Based again on his comments at the Educational Committee and his record on the Johnson School Board, I have concerns about his record of interfering in curriculum choices and academic freedom. For these reasons, I regret that I cannot support the confirmation of Mr. Kramer to the Iowa Board of Regents, and I would urge the body to vote no.
There is further discussion. The chair recognizes the senator from Montgomery, Senator Ernst.
Thank you, Madam President. The Iowa Board of Regents is expected to undertake $1.3 billion in construction projects over the next 5 years. This is some of the most valuable public infrastructure in the state, not just from a monetary standpoint, but also from the educational return on that investment. Just as I believe it is important that we have a regent with a medical background to provide expertise in the governance of the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics, or a regent with an agricultural background to provide insight on the extensive agricultural work conducted at Iowa State University, I believe it is important to have a regent with an infrastructure background to offer knowledge on construction and facility management. Robert Kramer is highly qualified to fulfill this need. Mr. Kramer himself is a graduate of Iowa State University with a degree in construction engineering. He is a licensed professional engineer and works full-time for his family-owned business. During his tenure on his company's management team, Robert has helped grow the annual volume from over $5 million to over $50 million. He is currently the president, chief administrative officer, and is primarily responsible for the estimating, engineering, project management, safety, human resources, and office management portions of the business. As part of his family business, Mr. Kramer has an extensive background in infrastructure projects, including participating in the $429 million I-235 highway project. In addition to his personal business interests, Mr. Kramer has also served on the board of directors for one of the state's largest construction industry organizations, including a one-year term as president in 2010. Robert's leadership goes beyond business as well. From 1996 to 2005, he served on the Johnston School Board. For six of his 9 years, he was the board vice president. And as we all know, serving on a local school board is a challenging, often thankless job that provides essential leadership in all of our communities. Madam President, it is clear to me that Robert Kramer knows what it takes to keep things moving in the right direction. His extensive business experience, technical knowledge, and leadership skills are a unique combination that will provide Iowa with continued outstanding leadership on the Board of Regents. I hope all of you will join me today in voting for Mr. Kramer. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome, Senator Ernst. The chair recognizes a senator from Polk, Senator Zaughan.
Thank you, Madam President. As many of you know, I've been very critical of the Board of Regents. My vote in committee was a symbolic vote that we have to have more average, ordinary Iowans serving in this capacity. I know Robert Kramer. He is a constituent of mine. I'd like to spend some time today talking about why I believe Robert is worthy of serving on the Board of Regents. As mentioned, he graduated from Iowa State in 1990 and went to work for his family business, Kramer & Associates. After one full year, Robert proved himself to be the founder of the company and earned a spot on the management team and a position on the board of directors. While proving to be a successful business owner, Robert never forgot about the importance of community. You might ask, why is that important? Well, it's simple. According to the 5-year capital plan supplied by the Board of Regents, there will be $1.35 billion in new construction over the next 5 years. Given this aggressive future construction plan, I believe that he has the background to serve as an expert in that capacity. As I mentioned, he's a construction company owner. For over the 20 years, it's been determined that he knows what to do and make a project financially viable. The experience, I believe, will assist our Board of Regents in making those tough decisions. He is a licensed engineer and a proud graduate of Iowa State University's Engineering School in Construction Engineering. Robert has had a long history serving his community. As mentioned before, he was on the school board at Johnston in my district for 9 years. He served on the Industry Advisory Council for the engineering classes and student organizations, served as a guest lecturer at the University of Northern Iowa, has been actively involved in the Blessman Medical Mission in South Africa. This organization meets the practical physical needs of children through a variety of programs, including hot meal program, shelter for orphans, and medical care. He's volunteered his time through the Association of General Contractors of Iowa. And as was mentioned, he was the president in 2010. And he is also the liaison to the Department of Transportation for improving worker training, recruiting women, and minorities to this industry. Robert's desire to give back to his community doesn't end there. He and his wife, Lori, have provided a home for 16 foster children over the last 4 years. Robert and Laura have given these children love, safety, security, and support they needed at a critical time in their lives. We should make our decisions based on qualifications. As I mentioned, we're going to go through a lot of construction projects. Senator Kornbach mentioned that he is well recognized in the construction industry. That is true. And he's a good man, using Senator Kornbach's words. I support Robert. And as I said, I've been critical of these Board of Regents. Robert Kramer wasn't someone that supported Governor Branstad when he ran for governor. And I think he'd be a good addition to the Board of Regents. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome, Senator. The chair recognizes a senator from Sioux, Senator Feenstra.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President and Senate colleagues, I really struggle with what's happening here today. It seems in this chamber we talk a lot about tolerance. It gets talked about a lot that we should be tolerant people. Now, tolerance doesn't mean that we always are going to agree, but we have to accept other people's views. Robert Kramer was questioned by many of the Democrats over the last couple weeks, and as I listened to the questions, many of the questions dealt with his faith. And I question the tolerance of where the Democrats are going with this, because it seems that because he has faith, that his free speech is being prohibited. It seems tolerance goes one way in the Democrat Party. We will tolerate you only if you believe our views, and our views only. It's like a little kid that takes his sucker, pulls it out of his mouth, throws it in the dirt, turns around, takes his ball home, and cries to his ma, "Johnny didn't like what I said." Is that being tolerant? The Democrats are stating today that if you are a professing Catholic and believe in the Bible, you can't serve on the Board of Regents. The Democrats are stating today that if you are a professing Muslim and believe in the Quran, you cannot serve on the Board of Regents. The Democrats are stating today that if you are a professing Mormon and believe in the Book of Mormon,
a point of order has been raised. Senator Feenstra, Senator Sodders, please come to the well. You are in order, Senator Feenstra.
Thank you, Madam President. Freedom of speech for the Democrats is a one-way street, and they are intolerant. This country club exclusionary attitude flies in the face of our Constitution. Citizens of Iowa today are seeing our American civil liberties being abolished by the Democrat Party. Robert Kramer simply stated what he believes. This anti-American sentiment needs to stop. We need to be tolerant people. I can only hope that we can all agree and put our intolerance aside and support this gentleman who has great qualifications. Thank you, Madam President.
The chair recognizes the senator from Dallas, Senator Chapman.
Thank you, Madam President. I've been here 12 weeks now, and frankly, I have never been more disappointed with this institution. Thank you, Senator Feenstra, for pointing out the fact that we adhere to a constitution. In fact, every single one of us took an oath to uphold the Constitution. And to be administering a religious litmus test is unconscionable. I have not heard one reason to not vote for Robert Kramer based on a qualification. I've heard about his views, of his religious views, and I agree we should keep it to the qualifications of the individual. I, for one, will sleep well tonight voting for Robert Kramer. Thank you.
The chair recognizes a senator from Polk, Senator McCoy.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I rise today in opposition of Robert Kramer. I do so for the following reasons. First of all, I had a chance to review some of the materials that Robert listed in his work experience related to AGC. It's true that the state regent institutions are going to make significant investment in infrastructure in the state of Iowa, but as I understand it, Mr. Kramer's background is that of a bridge engineer. Now, I don't know whether any of you have been up to the University of Iowa and had a chance to see flood recovery. We're not going to build many bridges over at the University of Iowa. But if we were, I'd hire Mr. Kramer to build those bridges because I think he's a fine bridge builder. I want to share with you what was released in August of 2010, when Mr. Kramer was president of the AGC. He said that he had the opportunity to travel to Washington to work on the world's problems. I told Obama, cut all entitlements, cut the bureaucracy in half, and move the Muslim mosque to an island 10 miles away from 9/11 site so we can build a bridge to it. I also asked him why we can't eliminate the Federal Highway Division and let us keep all the gas tax money here that we receive and send to Washington. And then I had a chance to review some of the gifts and grants that have been received by the regents. University of Iowa received $252 million in entitlements and grants and gifts from the United States government. The Iowa State University received $171 million in grants and gifts and contracts from the federal government. And the University of Northern Iowa received $15 million. So I'm asking myself, what kind of spokesperson is this? And I have to tell you, I think one of the roles of the Board of Regents is to promote Iowa and to promote education in the state of Iowa, and to promote bringing home those federal dollars in our research-based institutions. I think we have a gentleman here that doesn't seem to like government and doesn't see his role as a regent as bringing in federal dollars to our research institutions. That ought to be enough. But then I go on and I read about his work on the Johnston School Board. And I see the books that he wanted to ban while a member of the Johnston School Board. And frankly, I see a need for us to have a Board of Regents that are committed to academic freedom and committed to promoting education and having a vision for education. And not during our entire meeting, when we visited with him, did he explain or articulate what his vision for higher education was. I waited for it. I hoped for it. I did not hear it. And many of you know that his views related to what he calls the homosexual lifestyle are different than my views. But that is not the reason why I cast my vote today. I cast my vote today as a no because I do not believe that he brings in a vision for the future of education, higher education, in the state of Iowa. And I do not believe that he promotes an agenda that will allow for academic freedom. And for those reasons alone, I cast my vote. In addition, I have deep concerns about what kind of role he will play in helping Iowa compete for those federal dollars that are so important to research-based institutions. So I ask that my colleagues tone their rhetoric. I was around when I watched Jonathan Wilson, one of the most qualified candidates for the state school board, be voted down because of intolerance. I was here, and not a single, by the way, not a single Republican stood up to defend their vote. You can't say that about the Democrats. We're actually standing up and defending our votes today because we have reasons for the votes we take when we vote no. And so I was around when I watched Rich Eichner voted down the Civil Rights Commission. And so talking about tolerance is an important subject. It's a word that Mr. Kramer used quite frequently during his visit with us in the back. He said, we have to all tolerate each other. But we have choices. This confirmation process is about choices. It's about debate. It's about having a civilized debate about choices and vision. 99.2% of the governor's appointees were approved without any turmoil. But when people are appointed to these positions, we have a responsibility to address their qualifications. And in my view, Mr. Kramer's qualifications are not worthy of a Board of Regents, and I will be voting no, and I ask my colleagues to join with me. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the senator from Webster, Senator Beal.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and colleagues, the Senate is not a rubber stamp. We take our constitutional responsibility to confirm gubernatorial appointments very seriously. We vet them. We complete due diligence. We have approved 99% of Governor Branstad's appointees to various boards and commissions. Mr. Kramer is among the 1% whom I cannot support for the Board of Regents. As has been noted, he has a rather dismal record, even when he appeared before our Education Committee, on such issues as academic freedom. He seemed hostile to diversity and inclusiveness. When I was a school board member in Fort Dodge, one of the things I learned from the boardsmanship that the Iowa School Boards Association offered to new board members was that we have no power individually. We're not to meddle. We had one of our, he was an electrician, Woody Woodman, who actually went out as a school board member and countermanded the directives of the maintenance people. That is not the prerogative of a school board member. It's only when we're in session, public session, and we're voting as a group. Yet Mr. Kramer went well beyond the Johnston School Board and fought curriculum, books in the library. He did not go through the normal due process of a school board member. I guess I just want to say this. Mr. Governor, send us good appointees and we'll approve them.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Madam President. Would Senator Kornbach yield, please?
Will Senator Kornbach yield?
Yes, Senator.
You are in order, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you. Senator Kornbach, I heard you say that you believe Mr. Kramer's a good man. Your overarching theme seemed to be disqualification based on Mr. Kramer's values. And so I assume that the value system is your main concern with Mr. Kramer.
My concern, Senator, is that the universities have core values that they need in order to accomplish the functions that we entrust to them. We expect that the leaders, and we need the leaders of those institutions, to have values which are consistent with those core values of the institution. Where the individuals get their values from is not the issue. It's whether they have the values needed to provide the leadership of the institutions.
So what I heard you saying in your opening statement, though, was that his specific values based on his faith was ultimately the issue you have with Mr. Kramer. Is that correct? Yes or no?
No, I made no reference to his faith.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Kornbach. We heard a lot about that in the opening comments, and that concerns me. And I want to piggyback a little bit on what Senator Chapman said about our constitutional duties. We do have the duty to confirm the nominees, but we also have the duty to comply with the Constitution. And Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, Section 4, says no religious test shall be required as a qualification for any office or public trust, and no person shall be deprived of his rights, privileges, or capacities, or disqualified from the performance of any of his public or private duties in consequence of his opinions on the subject of religion. So from that's what I heard from the opening comments, I sure hope that's not the only reason we're taking down Mr. Kramer. Thank you, Madam President.
The chair recognizes a senator from Butler, Senator Dix.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues of the Senate, I'd like to express my disappointment today in the confirmation process of Robert Kramer. It seems as if Mr. Kramer has been put to a political litmus test. A test, Madam President, that is not only unneeded, but is also inappropriate. Mr. Kramer is highly qualified and brings a valuable set of skills to the board as our state universities undertake the challenges of the future. However, rather than focusing on these qualifications and merits, the bulk of the questioning and criticism has been focused on his personal convictions. Convictions which have very little or nothing to do with his ability to serve. We've heard terms such as, quote, lightning rod politics and poison, political poison. They've been used to describe Mr. Kramer's personal and religious beliefs. These are terms that do little beyond politicizing a process that should be apolitical. Our state universities pride themselves on the freedom of thought, and the freedom of tolerance. But Mr. Kramer has been shown very little of either of these from those who oppose his appointment. Madam President, the politicizing of the confirmation process for a nominee to the Board of Regents is unnecessary. Rather than attacking and dividing our state, we should be working to unite our citizens and finding ways to constructively settle our differences. Resorting to personal attacks is neither uniting or constructive. It rather fosters an environment of distrust and one of doubt. I find it unfortunate when a person of high moral character is chastised on these principles rather than celebrated. I believe that a person with Mr. Cramer's steadfast conviction to personal values is the very type of person that we should be seeking to serve our state, not rejecting. These are the very kinds of individuals that we want to provide leadership for our young people here in our state. Mr. Cramer has repeatedly stated his desire to work with others in an attempt to find win-win situations. Today, the Iowa Senate should heed his advice by working together to support the confirmation of Robert Cramer to the Board of Regents. Madam President, Senate colleagues, I urge you to vote yes in support of Robert Cramer.
The chair recognizes the senator from Lynn, Senator Hoag.
Thank you, Madam President. Had no intention on speaking on this nominee today, but I just heard from the other side some things I think are simply inaccurate. I plan on voting against Robert Cramer. I told Mr. Cramer why. I'd encourage my colleagues to vote no on him, and I'll tell you what I told Mr. Cramer. I told Mr. Cramer that ever since I first ran for office, since I was a student at the University of Iowa, I have been opposed to discrimination against people because they're gay and lesbian. That's been a consistent position of mine. Bedrock principle. And I didn't care what his personal views were. I certainly never asked him about his religious views or cared about his religious views. What I strenuously object to with Mr. Cramer is his outspoken and adamant public policy advocacy against what he calls the homosexual agenda and what I see as him favoring discrimination against gays and lesbians. This has nothing to do with his personal values, nothing to do with his personal views, nothing to do with his religious views. Nothing. But for at least the last decade, he has actively campaigned against the rights of people who happen to be gay and lesbian. In Education Committee, Senator Kornbach gave him repeated opportunities to say those were his past views. He no longer subscribes to them. Now, here's why it's important. There are a lot of boards where that wouldn't matter. But what's the Board of Regents do? It sets the policy for our three universities and some other schools. It sets policy. And so this isn't about his personal views, his religious views. That is just wrong. It's about what policies he will support. I cannot vote for somebody who is going to go on the Board of Regents and vote for discrimination against gays and lesbians. Can't do it. Maybe you can. If you want a regent who will vote for discrimination against gays and lesbians, vote for Robert Cramer. I can't do that. That's wrong. It's contrary to some pretty fundamental principles that we shouldn't discriminate against people just because they happen to be born gay or lesbian. If you favor that discrimination, vote for him. I can't do it. I don't want that. I don't want a person who has that political agenda that he has actively and publicly supported on the Board of Regents, a policy-making board. So I would encourage you to vote no on this nomination. That's the wrong direction for our state. It's the wrong side of history. And unfortunately, Mr. Cramer, That's where he is. He can he's free to have that view, but that doesn't mean somehow I have to put him on the Board of Regents. Take a stand against discrimination against gay and lesbian people. Vote no on Robert Kramer. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the senator from Story, Senator Kornbach.
Well, thank you, Madam President. This has indeed been an interesting debate. Robert Kramer is indeed an engineer and has had a successful career in the construction industry. And if the University of Iowa or one of the other institutions needed to hire an engineer or a facilities manager, he might indeed be an excellent candidate. However, he is before us today for a different type of job, a different type of assignment. Our universities do indeed need good facilities, but people are more important than bricks and mortar. The people values of equal opportunity and intellectual freedom are the basis of my recommendation. Building bridges between people is what we really need most on the Board of Regents. I urge the body to vote no on Mr. Kramer's nomination.